Welcome to the Dermatology Podcast, the official podcast of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. I'm Christopher Horskamp.
And I'm Cécile Mitoir.
And we are your hosts. This week, we are having a special holiday episode of the Dermatology Podcast, where we will discuss the work-related skin diseases of Santa Claus.
But first,
on Wednesday, the 23rd of December, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the EADV will be hosting Tips and Updates on COVID-19. This live session will feature various speakers from the successful webinar series, Dermatology During a Pandemic. It'll be the last EADV webcast of the year, where the EADV president, Professor Alexander Stratigos, will transmit a year-end message to all EADV members and followers. Again, the webinar is Tips and Updates on COVID-19 on Wednesday, December 23rd, starting at 2 p.m., on EADV's Facebook Live and YouTube, and for EADV members, it's also available on the EADV e-learning platform. And now, 2 years ago, Drs. Philippe Charlier and Nicolas Kluger submitted a letter in the JEDV, which was accepted and published in December of 2018. Today, we are revisiting this work to better understand not only the work-related skin diseases of Santa Claus, but also consider occupational skin disorders in extreme conditions. Going back to the original text of the letter, they wrote, "The health of Santa Claus and work-related risks have been discussed on very few occasions in the medical literature. We believe that due to his unique line of work, the skin of Santa Claus is peculiarly at risk, and Santa Claus may be exposed to various work-related cutaneous hazards. According to Finnish folklore, Santa Claus currently lives and mainly works during the year in Korvatunturi in Finnish Lapland. Due to his skin complexion and life above the Arctic Circle, he may suffer from facial dry skin, sensitive skin, rosacea, and features of skin aging, such as heliodermia and actinic keratosis. Exposure to cold during long Finnish winter may be associated with various cold-associated conditions, such as chilblains, cold urticarial, or cold paniculitis. Besides during winter, daylight exposure is extremely small in Lapland. Due to increased work overload with Christmas activities and gift preparations, Santa Claus is certainly exposed to high amounts of stress, in December especially. Those combined factors may make Santa Claus prone to seborrheic dermatitis. Extreme temperatures, whether they are cold under northern latitudes or flying at high altitude, or if the temperatures are high, like when close to the equator, they may expose him to frostbites, sunburn, strokes, along with intense sweating, since he doesn't change his particularly thick clothes during his worldwide travel. Indeed, Santa Claus' work outfit, the red coat with white fur collar and cuffs, white fur-cuffed red trousers, red hat with white fur, black leather belt and boots, appears well-suited for the northern countries, but most likely responsible for an increased sweating and maceration when in the southern areas. Exposure to cosmic radiations increases risk of skin cancers, as shown in airline pilots and flight attendants. Besides, we wish to remind that using house chimneys to get in and out of the house exposes to squamous cell carcinomas of the scrotum. Santa Claus is involved in reindeer herding. He may be exposed to various complications as any herder: reindeer bites, infections, pox virus, contact allergy to reindeer epithelium. Santa Claus is also in contact with children, as he may visit them in hospitals during Christmas time. Even though he may have an immunity against viral infections, non-immunizing viral infections and impetigo are possible. We failed to find in the biomedical literature and historical archives his exact vaccination status. We are not aware of any disease that could be transmitted from elves to men, but such infections cannot be ruled out. We remind rapidly some of the other work-related diseases for this patient, such as musculoskeletal diseases, like rotator cuff syndrome or epicondylitis, and sciatic nerve injuries in relation to transportation and manual handling of presents for all children all over the world. The authors bring more to consider, such as sleep discomfort during a subsequent voluntary sleep deprivation and jet lag during the December 24th through 25th gift distribution, and of course thrombophlebitis due to sitting during long sledge flights between continents. The skin of Santa Claus may present specific features related to his specific work and way of life in Finnish Lapland. Santa Claus should consult at least once a year a dermatologist to discuss skin cancer prevention and get proper advice regarding skin care. The daily use of an emollient for skin moisturizing and sensitive skin is warranted. Besides, even if it could be difficult, relocation to another working place to avoid extreme cold temperatures could be considered. Of course, as we said today, we're happy to have with us the authors of this article. So I would like to welcome to the show Dr. Charlier and Kluger.
Hello.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Thank you for being with us here today.
It's a pleasure.
Work-related skin diseases of Santa Claus. You did this research 2 years ago. Could you tell us a little bit about where the idea came from?
Maybe it's important to say that we wanted with Dr. Kluger to consider Santa Claus not as a mythological individual, but really as a true patient. It's a kind of anthropology of a myth, if we can say, but we wanted really to focus on the fact that Santa Claus could be real. If he enters one day in our consultation, what would we do with him? How to consider this very particular individual, which is in close relationship with the world of cold mm-hmm. countries, also in close contact with animals. He has many exposure, many work-related stress too. So it's important to try to focus on this individual and to consider his any other patient.
So we're talking about somebody under extreme conditions, going from geographical areas that are extremes, but also in general facing extreme situations. What are some of the manifestations we would see on the patient?
I guess he would see everything, the same thing as anyone can have. So as we described, we consider that he could have chilblains, mm-hmm. Frostbites, fingers problem like Raynaud phenomenon. And then by analogy to people who are going to run in the morning when it's very cold and you have these very tight sport trousers on, trousers on you, you may have this cold paniculitis. So it's really just an adaptation. He would be exposed at the same thing as I would say everyone in his line of work.
Mm-hmm. It's not an easy work. Being Santa Claus is really not an easy work. He works a lot. He works in bad conditions. He is physically in bad condition anyway, but the conditions he's working in, cold, extreme low temperature, heat after when he works, when he gets into chimneys, etc. It's not an easy work. Okay, so everything has direct or indirect consequences at the level of the skin.
So how do you even get to a diagnosis on Santa Claus and his conditions? What would be the first steps? Would you treat him with some pre-considerations of similar workplace diseases and stresses of different occupations that similarly might affect him?
Well, it's more like I think we must have to see, I would say, Santa Claus. When Philippe talks about him, he would come in the consultation. I think we have to see him as an occupational disease. Mm-hmm. So it's like he would come for a checkup like once a year, and we have to discuss what everything he's doing in his line of work and how we adapt his work condition. The exposure to cold, we will have to discuss with him about his clothing, if they are warm enough, if he's not sweating too much. He has to have adapted shoes and boots because he's walking all the time, but at the same time, he's on the sledge traveling. So I would say it's more like to compare to other people in everyday life. We have to imagine that he comes like for an occupational disease, for a checkup. I wouldn't see Santa Claus coming, I think, just for one little skin lesion at my consultation.
In this short article, we wanted to focus only on dermatological lesions. Mm-hmm. But of course, due to the global aspect of Santa Claus, the current aspect that it is depicted in images for children, etc., and publicities also, We know that other diseases are possible, such as diabetes mellitus, also heart problems, and obesity, etc. So all of these may also have consequences at the level of the skin. But what we wanted, Nicolas and I, was to use Santa Claus as an example. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know now, we are adults now, and maybe we are supposed to know that Santa Claus does not exist, unfortunately, but all practitioners, all dermatologists reading this article may reactivate some data about such disease, about such examination. It's not a game, but it's a funny article, which is very serious at the second aspect. Don't forget to look at this. Don't forget to think about this. Don't forget to watch at this special lesion because this worker, because this patient works in conditions that are the same as the one as Santa Claus. Okay, it's very serious anyway. And this is maybe the true goal of our article.
But I would also add that you're right about that's true that we should not forget, for instance, if you want an analogy, like people who work on planes or the pilot or the air hostess or the steward. Yeah, that's totally true that because of their work, we know that they have a higher risk exposure of skin cancer. So it's true that you can have this analogy between Santa Claus and having a patient which is a flight pilot or a steward. And you have to remember that I need to check his skin because he spends his time in high altitude, and so indeed he is exposed to higher risk of skin cancer. That's absolutely true.
How about being in contact with reindeers? You also mentioned this in your article.
Well, elves
too.
Reindeers. Yeah, actually, you know that. Because Santa Claus lives in Finland and he has to maintain his reindeer. There is really a skin condition that has been reported in reindeer's farmers, and there is farmers in the up north of Finland. It's really it is a professional activity. And there have been cases of allergies, as you can be allergic to a dog, a cat, or you can be allergic also to a reindeer, which can be a problem when you work with reindeers. And there is also this pox virus, which is something that we get usually more when you are in contact with lambs. But there is also a pox virus that you can get through reindeer. So it's just a little aspect that's funny. That's also the proof that when you work an article, even if you get a funny topic, you still find some very interesting and serious aspect, even though the reindeer problem most likely concerns only dermatologists working in up north in Lapland.
And we can also add something related to reindeers due to climatological heating, and especially the disappearing of the permafrost, many past infections are coming back. And recently we heard about an epidemic of anthrax with reindeers that later was transmitted to some humans. So it's also another possibility, and maybe we could have had this line if the article has been published this year.
So what recommendation can we give to people, to patients who work in similar conditions with Santa?
Maybe the best counsel that we could give is don't hesitate to go and see your dermatologist as soon as possible, and not only once a year. No, once is not enough.
Do you see a follow-up to this, maybe in 10 years, where climate change has changed, technology has changed, whether the conditions for Santa Claus may be different enough to reconsider this article?
Well, maybe in 10 years, if the ice has melted everywhere, maybe he will travel on a boat or something to give the gift to children. So maybe we'll switch a bit the topic. I don't know. We'll see that with Philip.
I don't know, but certainly we will make a new focus in 10 years about the new Santa Claus, Santa Claus 2.0.
Yeah. We'll be looking forward to it.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up today's interview?
Well, for me, it's more not totally about the topic, but I was surprised finally that the GIDV accepted this article, which is, you know, like a bit borderline. So it's a proof that you can really write about everything. And even if it's a funny topic, you can still find something serious, and a serious journal as a GIDV can accept it. So I think that's very interesting, and that should motivate people to, you know, go out a bit their own limits and don't be afraid to write about something that can look a little bit trivial, because you can still get a useful message. So I think that's very important for people who want to write, because maybe there are other topics that people are a bit scared to write about.
Well, we really appreciate you revisiting this fun article with us in time for the holidays. Thank you, and hope to speak to you again soon.
Thanks to you.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Philippe Charlier and Dr. Nicholas Kluger talking about work-related skin diseases of Santa Claus, first published in the JEADV in December 2018. From the Dermatology Podcast, we would like to say, no matter what holidays you celebrate,
take care of your skin.